What are the reasons that people are not asking this question?
I think what we've learned is that individuals are almost afraid to ask the question. They don't know how to ask the question about their kidneys. The reasons for that are many. But for some reason or another, that question is not asked. It's hard to ask, what is my creatinine? Most citizens don't know what the word creatinine is. They don't necessarily want to give a urinalysis. In the United States, giving a urine sample makes the individual concerned that perhaps the physician is going to screen them for drug usage. So the purpose of asking, hey doc, how are my kidneys, is to provide an entree into a conversation with a provider about what's my kidney function and is there an abnormality in my urine that would suggest that there is something wrong with my kidneys themselves.
Is this issue similar to other diseases like getting screened for diabetes?
It's very much so. One can ask the question, do I have diabetes? Do I have high blood pressure? And in fact, patients ask me, hey doc, do I have high blood pressure? And that is a typical routine part of a general yearly physical, for example. But it's not as clearly in the primary care provider's top of their consciousness to say, oh, I'm going to screen your kidney function. And I don't blame primary care doctors and nurses for avoiding asking all the questions they're being asked to screen for. If you look at drop-down menus from electronic medical records, they are being asked to screen for any number of conditions, almost too many health maintenance kinds of questions. And so in that cauldron of all sorts of health maintenance requirements, kidney function and kidney disease is very frequently left out. So what I would love to see happen is that the citizen, the patient, sitting there in the office, brings that issue to the fore. Hey, doc, how are my kidneys?